my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, neighbor. Thank you for listening today. This is April the 13th, Monday. Great day in God's house. I'm certain you had a great day yesterday. And this week, we're going to finish 1 John chapter 5. We'll be all 5 days in 1 John 5. I hope you get your Bibles ready. I'm so very grateful for you every... You know, I don't take it for granted that you listen. We have so many, many thousands of listeners around the globe that listen every day, and I'm just so very grateful for your encouragement, and thank you for all that you do for praying for Revival Time Radio. Well, goodbye, world, goodbye. That's going to come real soon.
Goodbye, 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 world, goodbye. I've told all my troubles goodbye. Goodbye to each tear and each sigh. This world where I roam cannot be my home. I'm bound for a land in the sky. I walk and I talk with my Lord. I feast every day on His Word. Heaven is near and I can stay here. Goodbye, world, goodbye. Now don't you weep for me when I'm gone, 'cause I won't have to leave here alone. And when I hear that last trumpet sound, my feet won't stay on the ground. Gonna rise with a shout, gonna fly, gonna ride with my Lord through the sky. Heaven is near and I can't stay here. Goodbye, world, goodbye.
I won't have the blues anymore when I step across to that shore. And I'll never pine, for I'll leave behind my heartaches and fears evermore.
A day, maybe two, then goodbye. Tomorrow I'll rise up and fly.
Heaven is near and I can stay here. Goodbye, world, goodbye.
Now don't you weep for me. Sound. My feet won't stay on the ground. I'm gonna rise with a shout, gonna fly. I'm gonna rise with my Lord through the sky. Heaven is near and I can't stay here. Goodbye, world, goodbye.
See you later, fellas. Goodbye, world, goodbye soon. I really believe we're soon and very soon going to go see the King of Kings. You know, I look at what's happening in the Middle East, and it's really prophetic, all that's happening. And we are living in prophetic days, just exciting days. And soon our Lord Jesus Christ is going to come, and then the tribulation time will begin. And what a day that will be. How about the song, It's Under the Blood? This is a Golden State Baptist College Chorale sings for us. They sing for us right now. And thank God, all my unrighteousness is under the blood of Jesus Christ. Kids, you sing for us, will you please? Thank you for listening. 1 John chapter 5.
Discourage me. a place with me in hell. I heard the old accuser, and this was my reply. You're right for all the things I've done. I sure deserve to die. My righteousness is filthy rags. My goodness is unclean. There's only one thing I can say to what you've said to me.
I'd like you to pray for Golden State Baptist College today and tomorrow. It's college days. We have young people from around the country, outside of the country, coming and being part of this great event, college days at Golden State Baptist College. Well, let's look at the scripture today, verse number 4, 1 John 5:4. Whosoever is born of God, here's the key word, overcometh, underscore that, the world. And this is victory that overcometh the world. He that overcometh the world. But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Three times God says, overcoming the world. Remember back in chapter 2 and verse number 15, love not the world. There ought not to be any world in God's people. Oh, my goodness. Don't we all fail in that regard? Worldliness, worldly thoughts, worldly actions, worldly deeds. But God says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. Now the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but whoso doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now he says overcome, overcometh, overcometh, over three times. What is overcome? That is a Greek word that just simply means one who is victorious over his foes. One who's victorious over the world. This world's philosophy is anti-God. This world's philosophy is all against God. It's humanistic. It's atheistic. It's not of God. God says, I want you to overcome the world. I would not listen to news that is worldly news. I would not listen. I would not listen to worldly music. I would not listen or read books that are worldly books. I'm not going to. Now, you can do it. Yeah, I'm not saying you're. I'm just telling you, for me, I'm not doing it. I am going to live my life by the glory of God. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. I don't want to be part of the world. I don't want to be part of the world's system. I don't want to be part of the world's philosophy. I don't want to be part of the world's record of being atheistic and humanistic and being anti-God. That's not where I'm at. So consequently, most sports I can't watch anymore. They're so humanistic. They're so godless. And consequently, we find that our world just is pushing it all. The news pushes it. My phone, I have the phone where I can get one conservative news station, but even that conservative station picks up advertisements. And sometimes I'm thinking, what are you doing? Well, because it's the world. The world hates God. And the sooner we realize that I can overcome the world, how can I overcome? Thanks be unto God. This is the victory. Are you living in victory today? I just got off the phone with a man who's living in alcoholism. Just got off the phone a few moments ago. Well, his life is alcohol. Well, you can't be an alcohol. You can't. That's the world. The world tells you, it's go ahead. You go ahead. You have the right. You have the freedom to make your own choice. Well, yeah, but that own choice takes away your freedom of choice. It's the one thing the world enslaves. Go ahead and do that. The devil says, go ahead and do what you want to do, but the world enslaves. The flesh enslaves. All sin enslaves. And you and I today are going to have to live in victory. Thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory as an overcomer, one who defeats his foes through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, we're out of time today. I certainly thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you for your faithfulness, your encouragement to us. Write us an email today, revivaltime@nvbc.org. Let us know you're listening. I'll write back to you. Father, we want to thank you for the great day on the broadcast today on Monday. Give everyone a great day. I pray for college days here, that God, you'd speak to the hearts of these young people about serving thee with their lives. Bless every listener, we pray. I pray that it'd be a great day of lifting and exalting that name which is above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.